Less space, higher prices, more fees, and no free bags. This is the state of airlines today. Flying has never been worse, and somehow, it keeps getting more expensive. It wasn't always like this. Bags used to be free, but just last year, airlines made $33 billion in just baggage fees. Over the last two decades, airlines have stripped out everything, while charging us more for less. How do we get here, and what can we do to change it? First, we need some context. What many don't realize is that airlines are actually terrible businesses. Virgin founder Richard Branson famously joked, "If you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion and launch a new airline." And he wasn't kidding. For most of history, airlines have operated on razor-thin margins. Why? Planes are super expensive to buy, lease, and repair. Not only that, many airlines finance these with huge amounts of debt, which takes up a good chunk of revenue. Any planes which aren't flying are essentially dead assets. Plus, there's also the fluctuating fuel prices. Ever wonder why airlines have credit cards or those frequent flyer programs? This is why. These often make more money than the planes themselves. This isn't to say that what's happening today is justified, but it's important context for what happened next. When the 2008 financial crisis hit, all the airlines were dying. American Airlines was losing money, United was struggling to survive, crude oil prices reached an all-time high of nearly $147 per barrel in July 2008. And suddenly, every airline company was a walking financial disaster. But what could they do? Raise ticket prices? Customers would just book with competitors. Reduce frequency? Well, less revenue to pay that debt interest. Airlines were trapped in a race to the bottom, competing solely on price while cost spiraled out of control. Commoditization at its worst. But then, someone had an idea. What if they didn't raise the base price of the ticket? What if they just moved the costs somewhere else?
It's getting even more expensive to fly starting next month. Passengers on American Airlines will have to pay extra to check their luggage.
The matter is that baggage weighs a good deal, it therefore burns fuel.
American Airlines became the first major carrier to charge for checked bags in 2008. Just $15 for your first bag, and it was wildly controversial.
So they should just raise the ticket prices?
In fact, many people we spoke with say they would rather pay more for their ticket up front than be saddled with baggage fees later on.
Crazy to think how controversial this was back then. We didn't realize how good we had it, yet despite the backlash, Americans' baggage fee revenue soared. Other airlines watched profits roll in and realized they were leaving money on the table. Delta followed, then United, then everyone else. Today, US airlines collect over $7 billion annually just from baggage fees. American Airlines alone pulled in $1.5 billion from your suitcases last year. Airlines even pay millions out to staff to catch people trying to bypass bag charges, sometimes $10 a bag. But bags were just the beginning. If they could squeeze more cash out of baggage, what else could they upcharge? Seat selection fees, priority boarding charges, they added extra fees at checkout to sneak in more free revenue. Yet, one of the biggest were seat fees. Between 2018 and 2023, just 5 airlines generated $12.4 billion in seat fees alone. Those aren't the revenue from tickets. That's from you selecting your seat. An aisle or window seat, extra legroom or preferred seat, aka sitting with your partner or family. Even just being able to sit with your family would cost extra. Airlines realized they could make flying seem affordable while still overcharging you. Since we focus so much on the ticket price, which goes up and down, we often think we're getting a good deal. Then we get hit with everything else. This wasn't just selling transportation anymore. All those extras that used to be free now represent a massive slice of airline profits. Some budget carriers even generate more revenue from fees than from ticket sales. Yet, all these fees somehow aren't even the end of it. Airlines began generating huge revenue by making something else smaller. If you've flown recently, you've felt it. Your knees pressing against the seat in front of you, your shoulders touching strangers, it's not your imagination. While you're paying more, your experience is also getting worse. In the 1970s, the average economy seat was 18 inches wide with 35 inches of legroom. Today, 17 inches of width and 30 inches of legroom. And that's just the average. Budget airlines can have as little as 28 inches of legroom. That might not sound like much, but every inch of legroom airlines remove is more space to add extra rows, and more rows is more revenue. Airlines have slowly convinced us that luggage space, legroom, and the basic seat comfort are optional luxuries, and this shows us what's really going on. Regular tickets, even with all the extra fees, are a high-volume, low-margin business, so airlines make a very small percentage of profit on each seat. But this isn't true for all seats. The real money is right at the front of the plane. First class, business class, even premium economy have become a new category of flight. Airlines needed to create what industry insiders call pain points, driving customers, who can afford it at least, to spend money to remove discomfort and to pay much more for a nicer experience. Those tiers might have a higher cost and more room, but they're also much more profitable. In fact, business class travelers are just 12% of airline passengers, but 75% of profits. So why not push pain points a bit more? Seat manufacturers developed thinner padding, legroom got slashed systematically, armrests were made narrower, carry-on rules became stricter. Every change made economy seating worse, while making upgrades more appealing by contrast. Many passengers felt trapped, forced to choose between financial pain and physical suffering, and it worked. Suddenly, paying an extra $50 for a seat with normal legroom seemed reasonable. People weren't paying to upgrade, they were paying to escape misery. Revenue from seat upgrades and extras now represent over 15% of total airline revenue. But there's another problem with all of this, bigger than just comfort too, safety. FAA regulations require airlines to demonstrate that a full plane can be evacuated in 90 seconds. But with today's seats and how tightly cramped planes are, you'd wonder if that's even possible. If you look at all of these factors, the fact is that the challenge of safely evacuating a plane in a life or death emergency keeps increasing. Americans are getting larger, the seats are getting tighter, the planes are getting fuller. Regardless, airlines weren't going to let this stop them. By 2024, the transformation was complete. Every aspect of the flying experience was being weaponized for profit. The experience for 88% of passengers got worse and worse. And then came the final nail in the coffin. One airline stood out from the rest. Where bags fly free, there was no business class, and they didn't even have change fees. This was Southwest. Paradoxically, they were also the most consistently profitable airline. In 2019, Southwest achieved 47 consecutive years of profitability through multiple crises, market crashes, and even global financial crashes. People still flew and used Southwest. The iconic, beloved, and ironically most consistently profitable airline removed their bags fly free policy in 2025. Now it was $35 for your first bag and $45 for your second. The news shook the whole industry. Customers were beyond upset. They were heartbroken. I flew exclusively Southwest. There's no reason to now. You guys are killing all loyalty to Southwest by killing what was unique about your airline. The last hero had fallen. So, is there any hope? Are we doomed to just accept higher fees and worse flights? Even more, are things just gonna keep getting worse? Customers are beginning to lose patience. Loyalty scores are declining, more complaints are piling up. We're beginning to see a slow decline in satisfaction, most notably in terms of seat comfort. Yet, there's something strange occurring. The American Customer Satisfaction Index reported that we're seeing declines across customer value segments, but we're seeing it specifically among those higher value business type customers. They tend to be more demanding customers as well. They're willing to pay more, or their business is still willing to pay more, but at the same time, they expect to get really strong, consistent service. The complaints have been piling up fast. Consumer advocacy groups began filing class action lawsuits, and for the first time in years, airlines faced real scrutiny. The Department of Transportation proposed new rules requiring airlines to disclose all fees upfront rather than hiding them at checkout. Not only that, but they also proposed a ban on fees for family seating. For many families, being seated next to their children is not optional, especially when they are too young to feed themselves, fasten their own seatbelt, go to the bathroom, and in some cases, communicate. But despite adjacent seating being essential for young families, many airlines continue to force parents to choose between paying to lock in assigned seats or risk being seated apart. These fees add up and effectively raise the final cost of air transportation for many families traveling with young children. But airlines weren't about to roll over. Airlines immediately sued to block the transparency rule. Their argument was that showing customers the true cost of flying would hurt their business. But that wasn't the end of it. The airline's legal teams argued that forcing them to display the full cost of a flight ticket, including all the mandatory fees, would somehow confuse consumers and make comparison shopping harder. The fee disclosure rule was blocked by a court, and airlines are still battling the DOT. The family seating rule is still in the rulemaking stage, although some of the airlines are beginning to comply. But there's no guarantee that new rules will make it through. So, is there any hope? Well, airlines weren't the first to make this mistake. History has shown what happens when companies push customers too far. Cable TV companies pushed too far with bundling and price hikes, raising prices year after year while providing worse service. Then, streaming killed them. Things were so bad that it was easy for disruptors to steal their customers because they were dying for an alternative. Now, cable companies are desperate, offering deals they should have offered years ago. We can also look at fast food chains. McDonald's, Burger King, and others kept raising prices higher and higher, and soon watched sales collapse.
For lower-income consumers, it's down double digits, and it's because people are either choosing to skip a meal, so we're seeing breakfast. People are actually skipping breakfast, or they're choosing to just eat at home.
Many airlines thought they were different. Maybe they thought travel is essential, that customers have no choice. But they missed something crucial. Markets always correct themselves, at least eventually. If companies push hard enough, things do snap. New technologies emerge, new business models appear, new competitors who care about customer experience appear, because customers demand it. Airlines forgot their fundamental purpose, getting people safely and comfortably from point A to point B. Instead, they've become financial firms that happen to operate airlines. Credit cards, loyalty programs, booking fees, legroom fees, seat selection fees, and bag fees. They optimized for everything except the thing that matters most, customer satisfaction. On this channel, we put subscriber satisfaction first. If you appreciate that, we would love a sub as we push towards 1 million subscribers. Markets have a way of correcting themselves. We might see that sooner or later. Yet, the strangest part of this story is Southwest. They were profitable for 47 years in a row. They had the most loyal customers in the industry, but now they're abandoning it all. And it's not just for profits either. Something more sinister destroyed America's favorite airline. To find out, check out this video next. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.